From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, May 1st, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Diversions Puzzles and Games, committed to offering fun, social, and technology-free ways to connect at Hannaford Plaza by Main Mall and DiversionsGames.com, and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at RedZoneWireless.com.
Advocates say for the first time, a federal appeals court has specifically addressed the right treatment for a Maine inmate with opioid use disorder. Willis Ryder Arnold has the story.
A federal appeals judge has upheld a district court ruling that the Aroostook County Jail must provide an inmate with medically assisted treatment for her opioid use disorder. Brenda Smith was sentenced to 40 days in jail for a shoplifting charge. Smith currently receives a twice-daily dose of buprenorphine. The county and sheriff argued that in jail, the addiction treatment drug is contraband. Smith and the ACLU of Maine argued that withholding treatment would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Smith's lawyer, Emma Bond, says the ruling will combat addiction stigma.
So it will be a big step forward in the fight against the opioid crisis itself.
Bond says the ruling could send, quote, a big signal to county jails around the country. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
The Maine legislature is considering several measures aimed at expanding public pre-K programs. One would direct the State Department of Education to begin developing recommendations with a goal that every school district offer preschool to four-year-olds by the 2020-21 school year. Two other bills would require the state to provide at least half the cost of public preschool. In testimony before the legislature's Education Committee, Whitney Parrish of the Maine Women's Lobby says expanding public preschool will help young students and their families.
Making funds available for towns to use towards starting up their own public preschools is a direct effort toward making Maine a hospitable place for young working families.
The Maine Heritage Policy Center, a conservative advocacy group, opposes the bills, citing concerns about the potential cost to taxpayers. Governor Janet Mills has declared universal pre-K a goal of her administration and included funding in her proposed budget for expansion of the program. And Maine had one of the slowest growing economies in the country during the fourth quarter of last year. The Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis found in the last 3 months of last year, the state's GDP grew more slowly than any state in New England and 46th among the states. But the rest of 2018 was better, and the state finished the year with a growth rate that's 28th among the states. In weather tonight, overcast skies north with rain south and snow in central Maine in the mountains with up to 2 inches or more in the mountains. Lows in the mid-20s to the low 40s north to south. Tomorrow, sun north, cloudy skies and rain ending early in the rest of the state. Highs in the high 40s to mid-50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock with Maine's Lula Wiles. I'm Nora Flaherty.